A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
It's looking good for Donaghadee. Let me speak to Mark Brooks, who's a former UUP mayor of the area. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
So, Donaghadee, of all the places, is this the Hope Street effect? We see it so brilliantly displayed on television with those incredibly magnificent camera shots. Is that why Donaghadee has topped this list, or is there more to it?
Well, I think there's definitely more to it, but Hope Street certainly has put Donaghadee onto the global map. All local residents have known that Donaghadee is the best place to live in for a very long time. And as a former business owner in the town, so many people who had been born in the town or had moved away or were coming back on holidays, always remarked on how the town hadn't changed, it hadn't lost its character over the years. The beautiful seafront, the unspoilt buildings, and the now totally revitalised High Street.
Yeah, the High Street gets a mention in this Sunday Times survey. What happened on the High Street to make it better than it may have been in the past?
I think because we don't have any large sort of out-of-town supermarkets, and what we have are plenty, I think over 70 small business shops in the centre of the town. So they aren't as expensive to run perhaps as on the High Street in the bigger towns. So, and a lot of local people have started and are maintaining their local businesses, and they're supported most importantly by the local community.
So it comes out incredibly well. You can't beat being on a Sunday Times list like this. And I know Enniskillen and the Ormer Road area of Belfast also are compared very favourably. But Donaghadee, I'm visualising those shots that you see in Hope Street. I'm seeing the lighthouse. I'm seeing the area along the actual dock wall. It's not, you wouldn't call it the dock wall. I'm not the harbour wall, I think, is a better way of describing it. And just that little myriad of streets, which seem to be as picture postcard to me as someone who's back and forward to Donaghadee occasionally, but not very often. It's as picture postcard almost as the Doc Martin scenery in that particular series that was shot down in Cornwall.
Yes, absolutely. And if you lived in the town, you really don't have to leave the town. Everything is there. We have fantastic eateries. We have our local shops. We have beautiful green open spaces to walk your dog, to go for morning walks. We have the only Camera Obscura in Ireland, now recently opened on our old Mott. And we have, maybe not so well known, we have the beautiful water tower where there are spectacular views right across to Scotland from. So everything is in Donaghadee. And of course, we have the water, which with all the sailing club and all the dunkers, of which whenever I'm free, I do go for a dunk and swim. So everything is there, and the full panoramic view from the shore alongside, of course, the famous lighthouse and harbour. I think it's one of the most photographed harbours in the world. And perhaps little known to Northern Ireland is that Donaghadee was the original gateway to Northern Ireland. And that's where all our mail originally came across from Scotland.
Yeah, well, you're certainly very close. You're close by. You stand in Port Patrick, you see Donaghadee and vice versa. Take a bow, Donaghadee and all its people. It's a great honour this morning. Mark, thanks for coming on the programme.
Thank you, Frank.
That's Councillor Mark Brooks, former mayor of the area. Tim McKee will be delighted. He's the man behind Copeland Distillery. Tim, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very, very well. You must feel a sense of pride today that Donaghadee is on this international list of must-see places.
Look, it is. We're very delighted, be it maybe not surprised, because we've been saying for years how good of a place this is to live and set up a business.
And tell us about your business. Is it as picture postcard as we imagine when we think the Copeland Islands and the distillery? Are you actually based in Donaghadee, or are you borrowing from the magic of the area?
No, we're based right down on the harbour. So we're a stone's throw from the harbour. And so we are very much in the heart of the town and involved in the community in everything we do.
And do you get bounce or kick from Hope Street? Does anyone come to the distillery and say, I'm here because I saw the beautiful imagery on TV?
Oh, very much so. You know, the show's done wonders for the town. The cinematography is absolutely fantastic, and it has drawn people down to the town just to come and visit to see where Hope Street is filmed. And then, of course, people pop in for a coffee and a bite to eat whenever they're visiting. So it has been fantastic for the town.
And the people in general, Tim, if I'd asked Mark Brooks, he would have just said, yes, the people are wonderful, the people are delightful. That's what politicians always say. But as a businessman in the town, are the DEANs as, you know, are they as pleasant as the Vogans would be in Port of Voga? You know what I mean? Tell me about the people of the D. Are they as delightful as we sometimes are sometimes suggested?
Well, to be honest, I am one of those people, and 90% of our staff are. So,
for goodness sake, I thought at least you were a visitor. You're an original.
No. Well, not an original. Apparently, to be an original in Donaghadee, you have to have 3 grannies in the grave. So technically, I'm a blow-in. But a lot of us have actually moved to the town since the distillery was built here, because we just love the community vibe. Like every small community, there is that sort of sense of nosiness, so everyone knows what's going on. But other than that, everyone's very, very friendly. It's very quiet, safe place to live. You know, I'm sure Mark was going on about the views, etc. It is, you know, it's one of those very, very, there's very few distilleries in Ireland that are slap bang in the middle of a town, right on the water's edge. So we know that we have something very unique here. And so, yeah, look, we're part of the community, and the community are very supportive of us. So we couldn't be happier for this to be our home.
No wonder the people in Donaghadee are walking with an extra stride today, a spring in that step in the sunshine. Tim, thank you very much indeed. Tim McKee from Copeland Distillery, and Mark Brooks before that, as the Sunday Times put the spotlight on Donaghadee as one of the places to live. And indeed, Tim reminding us that he's actually from Donaghadee. Just looking at the list of people, well-known names from Donaghadee down through the years. The champion water skier Jodie Waterworth is from Donaghadee. Bear Grylls is from Donaghadee. Isn't that incredible? The adventurer, he lived there until he was 4 or 5 years old. The author Sarah Grand is from Donaghadee. The former MP, of course, Lady Sylvia Herman, is from the D. The professional darts player John McGowan is from Donaghadee, and the local football manager and loyalist blogger Jimmy Bryson is from Donaghadee. Spoiled for choice if you get yourself down there and enjoy a gawk across to Scotland.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.